You're listening to Meeting Pod, the podcast powered by Meeting Place, the premier magazine and news source for the meat and poultry processing industry. Hi, I'm Julie Larson-Brischer, science and technology editor for Meeting Place magazine. Welcome to episode 13 of Meeting Pod, where we're talking poultry processing innovation, pathogen management, and process improvements with Dr. Brian Miller, Vice President of Quality Assurance and Food Safety with Wayne Farms. In his role at the nation's seventh largest vertically integrated producer and processor of poultry in the U.S., Brian oversees the development and management of quality assurance programs extending across 10 production facilities, including live production, product manufacturing, packaging, and distribution. Brian's emphasis on quality risk prevention and contributions to implementing animal welfare and sustainability initiatives at Wayne Farms have been significant factors in the company's success on several fronts. His expertise and initiative have helped increase production capacity, develop new products, and foster the adoption of enhanced animal welfare practices. Welcome to Meeting Pod, Brian. I'm delighted to have you as a guest on the podcast today.
Julie, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share from my experience in the industry over the last 30 years.
That's great. Well, with your experience, Brian, we could talk about such a broad range of poultry processing topics. And I'd like to get your take that on a little bit specifically on one of the industry's recent tech innovations, controlled atmosphere and gas stunning systems. How have you seen these technologies benefit poultry processing operations? And what do you think the future holds for them?
So obviously, controlled atmosphere stunning or gas stunning has been around the U.S. turkey industry for quite some time, but it's pretty new to those of us in the U.S. chicken industry. But about 2 years ago, Wayne Farms installed a controlled atmosphere stunning system at our Enterprise, Alabama facility. And in fact, I think you visited there and seen it yourself. And it was at the time when we were adding a new slaughter and evisceration line. And we feel like that it's been a real success. Not only does it improve the way that we're able to handle the birds in a more humane way, but it also provides, we think, an improved working environment for the employees. Another positive that's come out of it that we weren't really thinking about at the time, but it's actually in the area of food safety, but the way that these drawers work that are used to haul the live birds to the plant, they're able to be washed and sanitized really easily. And so that's just not something that we can do with the big live haul units that we typically use. So we think that's also an added benefit. And so I think that with the animal handling improvements and the improved working conditions that are realized with this technology, that we're going to see an increase in their use over the next few years. The other thing I think is this technology lends itself very readily to automating this area of the plant. In fact, I can see an equipment company developing equipment that will singulate and orient the birds once they've been stunned through the controlled atmosphere system so that they can be hung automatically without labor. And so in the same way that the current labor issues of actually finding people and then retaining people, that's driving automation in second process. And I believe it's also going to help drive automation in this area of the plant also.
Can you tell me, how did Wayne Farms come to the decision to implement this technology?
Yeah, so we made the decision that we were going to provide, you know, our customers with choice. So we had, you know, we've got conventional birds, and then several years ago, we started growing NAE birds or no antibiotic ever birds. And then we said, okay, we're going to go to what some people consider that next level of animal welfare. And so we started growing birds that met the Global Animal Partnership Step 2 requirements. And then along with that, although controlled atmosphere stunning is not a part of the GAP standards, we just felt like that we were seeing some movement with the Better Chicken Commitment that a lot of the fast food and retail and food service companies were making out there. we just felt like that that was something that we needed to do. So again, it was a part of our strategy of just providing more choices to our customers.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks so much, Brian, for taking the time to chat with us today on Meeting Pod.
Thanks very much, Julie. I appreciate you having me today, and I enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for spending time with Meeting Pod today. Remember to tune in on Mondays and get the inside track on the people and processes that power the protein supply. Be sure to subscribe to Meeting Pod on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow Meeting Place and AltMate magazines on social media, or visit our websites at meetingplace.com and alt-meet.net.